sitting in now with Coach Rob Bowers, Richmond Spartans coach. Had a game, a home game, I should say, against the Holden Eagles. The Spartans were victorious 26-12 over the Eagles. And good evening, Coach.
Good evening.
Pretty good game?
Yeah, it was a good game. I was really pleased with how our kids just kept plugging away and kept fighting. We didn't always play well, but we always played hard, and they just kept working, and ended up in a good position.
Now, Coach, we talked just a little bit before the interview. You did get rained on just a little bit?
Yeah, just bit rained just a little bit in the second half, not very much at all.
How was your field tonight?
It was wet, but our field drained well. It's got a high crown on it, and it drains really well, so it really wasn't too bad.
All right. Can we talk about the game a little bit? Let's talk about your offense, please.
Okay. Offensively, in the first half, we couldn't get much going. We went over, had a couple big penalties that stopped drives and kind of moved the ball at times, but really couldn't get much going. And actually, the defense picked up a fumble and ran it in to score to give us a 7-0 lead, and that's the way it went in at halftime. And then we were able to get a long run out of Tommy Wedgeworth to go up two touchdowns and kind of got it going a little bit better in the second half. But Holden's a good football team, well coached, and they did a good job at defending us, and so we just kind of kept plugging.
How about some standout players, Coach?
Well, like I said, Tommy Wedgeworth had a long run for a touchdown. Dylan Seeley caught several passes and one long one. Quentin Maxwell had a long run for a touchdown to kind of steal the game and threw the ball well tonight. And then our offensive line, Bo Huffman and Cooper Summers and Jager Plymel and Cannon Franklin and Nathan Hossman, I thought, did a nice job of protecting on the pass and created some holes in the second half for us to move the ball. So I thought they did a nice job.
All right, Coach, can we do a flip-flop and go to your defense?
Well, defensively, I felt like we played really well in the first half to get a shutout. We had an interception down on our goal line after Holden had a good drive and kept them out of the end zone. And then in the second half, Holden moved the ball on us, but our kids did a nice job of not giving up huge plays They tackled well. I thought Chris Gardner, a senior linebacker, had a good game for us. I thought our secondary, Makai White, had an interception. Dylan Seeley had an interception. I think Quentin Maxwell recovered a fumble, and I think Chris Gardner recovered two fumbles. So we did a nice job of turning the ball over, getting turnovers, and, we played well defensively. The Tevis kid for Holden is a good running back that runs hard, and he's a handful to try to tackle, and our kids did a good job of battling him all night long.
Now, Coach, I'm going to kind of get off the subject of the game for just a moment. I do want to ask you, I don't think I've had the opportunity to ask you, how old and how seasoned is your team?
Well, normally we start six sophomores and play seven. So we're pretty young, and at times we look at it, we have seven seniors total on the football team, and I think we start three seniors on offense and maybe four on defense, the rest of them are sophomores and juniors, and we have a couple freshmen that get a little time on special teams. So we're pretty young, but at this point in the season, we can't really use that as an excuse anymore. I mean, they played over half a football season, so it's time for them to grow up and start making the plays.
All right, Coach, and how about the health of your team? Have you had any injuries this season?
Well, we just got a couple kids back that we lost. We lost, I guess, four starters against Harrisonville, and we're just now starting to get them back. We got two of them back tonight, and I got one of them back last week. So we're starting to get there. We've got one young man that was a starter that is probably done for the year, but everybody else I think will get back, and hopefully we'll get them back as quickly as possible.
Now, you said you have one that's probably out for the year. Can you elaborate on that injury for us, Coach?
Well, he came in, and Seth Plymel came in. His knee was bothering him before the season began, and he played the first week on it, and then since then he's been out and ended up going to the doctor and getting it checked out, and so he's going to have knee surgery. And so it's, like I said, it's something that I think has kind of been an ongoing problem that just kind of came to a head after the first game.
I understand. Thank you for sharing that with us, Coach. We do appreciate that. And where are you going to be next week?
We go to Knobnoster.
Do you know much about Knobnoster?
Not a whole lot. I don't think we've seen them on film yet this year, so we'll have to go to work on that tomorrow.
All right, Coach. Anything else you would like to add tonight?
No. Just proud of the kids for, keep working and they kept plugging away, and that's a great job, great win for them tonight.
Coach Rob Bowers, Richmond Spartans coach. Victory 26 to Holden Eagles 12 tonight, and he and his team part of KMCU's fifth quarter show.